The president was on the West Coast for 2 days, six events. The only event that was not a campaign event was an official presidential speech, was the UNLV rally, where the students greeted him with the shouts of four more years. And I got to tell you, here we are on Friday morning on the issue of getting those student loan rates frozen in place for another year, not allowing them to go up at the end of the month. We aren't one inch closer than we were on Monday. The two sides, I think, are still just talking past each other. President Obama wants to raise revenue from wealthier Americans to help pay for this. Republicans in Congress say no way. They sent him two ideas on where to cut spending and pay for it. He doesn't like those. So we think there's some action going on behind the scenes, but so far, no progress on the student loan issue.
We mentioned a to-do list. What else is on that list?
Well, the president has been talking about this since last fall when he put out that American Jobs Act proposal. There are tax breaks for some businesses, especially when they hire new employees and expand. The idea there is to get people, not only get jobs created, but get the sense of economic growth going. There is a real worry, especially since those economic numbers last Friday, that the country could be slipping back toward possibly a double-dip recession. That they certainly hope that isn't going to be the case, but with world growth slowing down, that's a danger, and that's a concern here.
Also on the agenda, I understand the New York Giants will be at the White House today.
They will. Super Bowl champs will be honored here at the White House. I assume it'll be out on the South Lawn, and it's a chance for the president to congratulate them. And it's not his team, the Bears, but the Super Bowl champs always get a visit to the White House, and today's their day.
Now, will Michelle Obama, the First Lady, be doing some push-ups to try to show off for the Giants? What's the story with her?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. You know, one thing that's interesting, that all these sports teams, all these champion teams that come here, including the college sports teams that get invited to the White House, they also, while they're in town, are encouraged to go over to places like Walter Reed Army Medical Center and meet with wounded warriors and talk to military families to do a kind of public service while they're in town as well.